I'll do it.
Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are so happy to be back here tonight on another non-stormy Tuesday.
I know, right? And I wondered if it was going to storm, actually, because it was got really dark here. And it did rain just a little bit about a half an hour ago. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, here we go again.
Yep, we had rain about an hour ago, and then it just turned into a beautiful evening. So yeah, I thought, okay, yeah. We're not going to have a thunderstorm because what do we have, like 4 weeks in a row there?
Honestly, yes. We've had crazy weather up here in Minnesota this year. Seriously. You know, it's been one thing after another. But, and it's supposed to get hot this week because, you know, it's that time of year now. So we'll be a cooking.
Yep. Well, I'd rather have this than winter right now, so I'm okay.
Yeah, and I decided not to be in my little studio tonight because it's really chilly in my basement, you know, and I'm just like, I guess I'm just going to do it where I used to do the show from, you know, and look out the window and, you know, it's all good. And there's nothing happening here. Casey took all the phone out of the room here. So if it rings, we won't hear it. But anyway, so how are you?
Good. I'm on the mend. I had oral surgery last week. And so I'm slowly recovering.
Yeah.
So if I sound a little goofy tonight, that's why, because half my mouth is like stitched shut. So it's probably too much information. You don't want to know the gory details, but yeah, at least I did it on a Wednesday. So I had as much time to recover as possible before the next show. So
yeah. Because you're, yes, absolutely.
I was trying to think about the show and not, because otherwise any other day before this, it wouldn't have worked. Like,
no, because it's hard. I mean, you know, when your mouth hurts like that, oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. Well, so you've been recuperating and, you know, you've been going out to see your bees, you know, because they kind of give you that good vibration. And
totally.
Good stuff.
I've been loving it up out there and going out to see the fruit trees and stuff. And I've also been working because I can still get on the computer and planning my August paranormal road trip. We're going to Edinburgh Manor, which is the former insane asylum, and Missouri State Penitentiary. So we're going to go to those two places coming up in August. So I've been working on that and getting people signed up. And so that's been fun.
Mm-hmm. And when are you going? August what?
Towards the end of August.
Okay.
So yeah. Oh, who's in the chat room? Swamp Puss said, losing teeth sucks. I did not have teeth pulled. So there's that. I guess I don't know what's worse. I actually had a gum graft, if anybody's interested.
Yeah,
they actually had to move pieces of my gums around because there was more in one area than they had in another. So I needed to do that. So I did not have teeth pulled. So
no, I think what you had done is far worse than having a tooth
pulled. I would rather have teeth pulled because I've had teeth pulled before and this was worse.
Yeah. Can I just say I've only had one tooth pulled and that was, you know, I had to do it because it broke and there was just nothing there, you know, and they had to get it out and I didn't want to go and finally I did, you know, and I just remember I was just horrified. I was absolutely horrified, you know, and it was just one. It was like nothing really. But so, yeah, I can't even imagine. You know, I know when you were telling me about this to begin with, I was like just holding my mouth.
You look like you're going to turn inside out. And that's how most people look when I tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
They look like they're going to turn inside out.
Oh, yeah. You know, the dentist, I know we need to see the dentist, but they're not my friend. Can I just say? Oh.
Well, I have to say, my dentist and the oral surgeon, they have been phenomenal. Like, mm-hmm. they are awesome. I am so lucky because I am really terrified. Like, I can do ghosts and demons and whatnot. You give me all that, no problem. But dentists, I'm terrified. And everybody that I've worked with has been so good, especially because they don't put you out for this surgery.
Yeah.
So that scared me. But everybody was so cool and so, like, the oral surgeon, you don't even know he's doing anything. That's how good he is. He's so good. So that helped a lot. It's the recovery is not fun, but yeah. everybody yeah. that I've been working with. So if anybody's listening, you guys are awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yay!
Rave reviews. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While you were recuperating and couldn't join the Squatchers up north, we were all up north at the Borderland, which was just an amazing, amazing time. I can just tell you, we had so much fun, and we saw, Josie thinks she saw a Bigfoot. I didn't see it, but I was a ways away from her, you know, and she saw something that she said was dark and hunched over, and it wasn't a bear. And this girl grew up there, right? So she knows about all the animals in the area. She even told us that different animals have different color eye shine. I guess I had no idea. Mm. But she's very familiar with all of them. And there was this one spot out in the bog, you know, Bigfoot loves bogs, so they say. And we were all out there, and the horse flies and the deer flies, you know, just chased our car, and we didn't even want to get out, but we did. And they actually didn't bother us. But so we were hanging out looking, and there's just, I mean, it was so squatchy. And then all of a sudden she said, "Stop, come over here." And then I had Carrie on the other side saying, "Stop, you need to come and look at this." And I'm like, okay, well, I can only be in one spot. So Katie ran over to Josie and I ran over to Carrie. And they had the binoculars and they were looking at something and they didn't really know what it was, but it did leave. And then Carrie had seen a deer on the same side kind of run. So like it was being flushed out. So was it Bigfoot? I don't know. You know, it was too dense in there. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get there because it was separated from us by about 6 feet of water. You know, so we couldn't get in there to have a look. We definitely will go back there in the fall, I think. You know, in the fall, maybe even in the winter, you know.
We need a FLIR camera, thermal imaging camera for that stuff.
Yes, yes.
So at least if you can get a picture of the thermal image, right?
Yes, yes.
That would be nice.
Yes.
And I know, like, I've worked with people who have had the phone attachment, which are okay, and they're definitely a cheaper substitute, you know, than a handheld you know, mm-hmm. device, but mm-hmm. yeah, it would be nice to get a handheld one at some point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be. And, you know, there's just everything, every kind of animal you can imagine. We camped on the Rainy River, which was so fun since Canada's right across the river, right? And that border patrol is everywhere. Can I just say, there's like, there was this place that Josie brought us to that was so awesome. It was like a rapids. It was beautiful. And there were pelicans there. And then there was the spot she brought us to, and it was like, oh, Heidi, you would have went crazy. It was like, there were elementals there. I saw some fairies. There was this energy that was incredible, and it was in amongst all these cedar trees. It was like a cedar, I think they might term it a cedar swamp because it was kind of wet there, but it was up. It was on the highlands. It wasn't like down by the river. So I'm not really sure exactly, but it was just a different feeling there, and it was just really, there was a lot of energy. It was like an energy vortex, and then there were all these elementals hanging out. And I said to Josie, we need to come back here tonight after dark, you know, and just hang for like an hour or two, you know. And she said, we can't. And I said, why can't we? And she said, Steph, she said, this is where the smugglers will row across the river, because the two, it's a narrow spot there, you know. And she said, there's just unsavory people here, and Border Patrol is here all the time. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was so disappointed. And then the next day we went back because I wanted to shoot some photos with my camera, and the Border Patrol was there, you know. And I know one of the things he said to us right off the bat was, You girls can never come here at night, even all together. Don't ever come here alone, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said, this is a really cool place. It's also a place that is frequented by people that aren't supposed to be here from, you know, Canada, smugglers, whatever. And I'm like, well, wouldn't you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you got to be careful out there.
You do. You
never know who you're going to run into.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, what a cool place. And like I said, we stayed on the Rainy River. We camped out. And I'm telling you, at night, we heard wolves. We heard bobcats. We heard just about everything you can possibly imagine up there. And it's in the middle of nowhere, right? So it's not, there's nothing there. There's no retail. There's one place called the General Store, which they, honestly, they have just about anything you could probably want. And they had stuff from, I swear, the year I was born, you know, that they still have. They still had like old Timex watches from like the 60s for like $15 or something, you know. It was like stepping back in time. But that was cool. It. So there's no other place. If you don't have your food, if you don't have whatever, you're just screwed unless you want to drive an hour, you know, to the falls or Bidette or whatever. I think drugs, Karin. I think they're smuggling drugs across the border. But cool, very cool place. We met some really neat people, identified a lot of locations that we want to go back. And, you know, like I said, in the fall, and we can get out there and the bugs are a little bit less. So yeah, it was very, and Dave came, our friend Dave, who is this giant of a man who has seen, has Bigfoot stories like you just can't even imagine. He showed up, which was really fun. So yeah, the Squatch Chat was great. We just had so much. It was a really good time. But I am bit up. I have like bug bites all over, and I itch like you can't even imagine. I have to take a Benadryl after we're done here tonight.
Oh my gosh, that sounds.
I know.
Fun.
I know.
That almost sounds worse than my surgery, frankly.
You know, it really
for
isn't.
Me.
Well, you know, it really isn't, and I think it's these. I told you, it's like these gnats. I think were the varmints that got me because. You know, and I didn't spray enough of my stuff on my neck because my neck really got it bad and my ankles, and nobody else got these bites but me. So I don't know. They really liked me. And they are gnat bites because they start out looking like little blood spots and then they mushroom and they are itchy and swollen and oh my God. But it was awesome. And no-see-ums. That's it, Karin. And on our way back, we stopped at Karin's and saw Karin and looked at her plow. She's got amazing gardens. She's done so much work. And, of course, I got to see my buddy who came running. And I just want to take him home every time I see him. But so, yeah, it was very pleasant. It was really fun. And we just... magnificent weekend. We have to write it all down now before we forget. But the other cool thing is that Carrie and Josie, who started with us within the last 7 months, have now fulfilled all the requirements so that they are full-time squatchers now.
Yay.
So awesome. Yay. But yeah, Karin's place is just amazing. She's got all these cool gardens now and she's just worked her butt off. Can I just say it is just Karin. I was really impressed. You know, it was just fantastic. So fun all the way around. So that was my weekend. And so while you were recouping, I was out there, you know, in the wilds.
Well, good. That's all, you know, it's fun to get out there, but you know me, I'm not a summer squatcher. Like I can't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, they didn't, like I said, I really didn't get bit by mosquitoes, even though there were a million of them. And I was really surprised when I had all these bites because I really didn't notice. But, you know, like Karin said the name, no-see-ums. Yeah, that's exactly what they were. And, wow, they got me, can I just say? I know I have told the girls, I said, you know what? Because Josie was saying, Steph, I want to come down there, you know, because I want to come to the research areas and stuff. And I said, absolutely. But let's give ourselves about a month to let these bugs kind of die down. I said, I think I'm going to be out of the field for a little while because I can't handle the bugs. I can't handle these bites anymore. And then, of course, you know, Tommy Cooper says, oh, I know you. And I said, I know, it'll last a couple weeks. And then I'll say, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. So Heidi, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, I had a topic given to me by my friend Cindy who said, you guys should talk about doppelgangers. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a cool topic. And I don't think we've ever talked about it on the show, have we? I don't recall it anyway.
You know, I think we've kind of mentioned them.
We haven't dedicated a full show to it. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
No. And so, like a few weeks ago, we were talking about the, what are those other, we were talking about at Waverly, there's, I call them supernatural creatures. They call them something else. I can't think of what everybody was talking about. But there are doppelgangers at Waverly, too.
Mm-hmm. And of course, doppelganger, for those of you that don't know, is an apparition or double of a living person. So whether it's another living being or an apparition of one, that's what a doppelganger means. And so it's a German name, I believe, and I looked it up, and it means double walker is a doppelganger. So that's what we're talking about tonight, in case there was anybody out there that doesn't know what a doppelganger is. But yeah, really, actually pretty common. When we hopped into the chat room, I asked, you know, if there's anybody in here that has a doppelganger story, please share it with us so we can talk about it on the air. And we had someone already post something. It's way back there, so let me find it. Jean posted, there's a woman that looks like me. She's been giving me a bad rap since I was 15. She was with my friend's boyfriend, and they thought it was me. I almost got beat up, but they figured it out. Oh, no. Also, people sticking their head out the car window cussing at me. I laugh about it now and just say they must have been after my twin. So they're going after her thinking she's this other gal. Or this other gal is her, but vice versa, whatever. So this other gal must be kind of a bad seed if Jean's getting all this these people after her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, to look that much like someone that you would go after him for doing something, whatever she's doing. I mean, they've got to look pretty close. Now, I want to know, Jean, have you seen this person? That's what I want to know. So if you can hop back into the chat there and let us know if you have seen this person yourself and how close she looks to you. That's what I'm curious about.
And is it a live person or is it a supernatural ghostly doppelganger? Did she say that? Did I miss
she
that?
Didn't. I would imagine it's a real person because she has, it was with her boyfriend.
Oh, sure.
Her old boyfriend. Isn't that what I read? Okay. I thought I read that.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, I've never seen one, or I've never heard of one that looks like me. Karen is saying that she saw hers once many years ago. So, Karen, was yours a ghostly creature, or was it a human creature?
So, you saw it yourself, Karen. You saw your own doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I want to know what she was doing.
Like, I know. I want to know. What is she talking about? Yeah, for sure. And
others,
you know,
saw her too, and she was human. So I want to know what she was doing. Like, where did you see her? What was she doing? Was she doing normal stuff? Could you have gone up and talked to her? Or was she far away? Like, give me details here. I'm curious. Kat in the chat room is saying there was a girl in her class that people used to say looked like her, but you and this other gal didn't see a resemblance. So you guys knew each other, but everybody else said you guys looked like. That's cool. So that's interesting. Yeah, I want to know some of the details here of people that have seen their doppelganger, because that's cool. I've never seen my own, like a doppelganger of myself. Have you seen one?
No. No, but remember, Heidi, I don't remember who posted this. Somebody found like an old article or something about somebody, and I seen it. I don't know if it was on Facebook, but it looked like you. Do you remember that? This woman from back in the day? And because they said, are you related to this person? And of course,
the only thing I remember is I'm going to say people do this to me all the time. They tell me you look like someone I know, or you look like this person on TV, or I hear it all the time. Like, I must look like everybody on this planet because I hear it all the time. I am like the most bland, average looking person that must just morph and look like everybody because I hear it all the time. Like, no lie. And people say, oh, you look like this gal on TV. You look like, and they'll send me pictures and I'm like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, but yeah. It's weird because I do hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah, it is.
But
it
I don't remember what you're talking. I don't remember that. We'll have to think about
it. I got to think about this now. I think somebody posted it to your timeline or somebody was posting it on
Facebook.
I
think that was the one, if you're talking about the Facebook one, I think that was one of the TV show ones.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, someone else.
It was a yearbook photo or something.
Yeah, that's what it was. Someone posted a yearbook photo of someone, a gal from like the 60s.
Yes.
Right?
And it did look like it could be you.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy because she looked like me now, except she was that age in the 60s. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, every once in a while people will post something to my Facebook page and say, this looks like you. And I'm looking going, some of them like that one you're talking about. Oh, wow, that was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
But I haven't never seen anyone that looks like me. Or actually, I've never really heard of anybody saying that, oh, I saw your double. You know, a lot of people say that too. They have people that say, oh, I saw your double over here or something, you know, or it was on TV or something. So interesting. I don't know. They say everybody has one, you know, whether it's real, whether it's a real human or a ghostly one. I don't know. But, you know, when we were down in Waverly 6 years ago and I was taking a bunch of pictures, I got this photograph of a spirit, and I'll see if I can attach it to the chat room here. If not, I'll put it on our Facebook page. But it's a spooky photo because it's definitely an apparition. But you know what? It looks like Jerry with a white beard. So
yeah,
I always said it was his, here, let me see if I can do this. It was his doppelganger because, you know, he was nowhere near me. He was like on a different floor even, I think. Just the craziest thing ever. Let's see if I can do this. Sometimes we can post stuff to here and sometimes we can't.
While you're trying, I'm going to finish up this Karen story here because Karen said that this happened to her when she saw her doppelganger. It was during a strike at a meat packing plant in Austin, Minnesota. She was in the crowd and others pointed her out to Karen, but she did not go closer because it was too freaky. Oh. So did you guys both work there? Like, and that's the first time you saw it because it was a strike. So I'd imagine you both worked there. Or was it a strike like you were outside, like seeing the strike or what? Like, I want to know. I need more details than that. That's how it is. Okay. The Hormel plant, she said. And I guess I'm just being nosy. You don't have to share all that, but I'm curious.
Yeah. And she says something about being a bland Norwegian.
There's so many comments in here. I can't even catch up with them all.
I know. There's just...
I'm not seeing any more stories. Oh, she said, no, they were helping with the strikers. So then, okay, now in the comment room, Cindy said, back to another comment. If you see yours, you die. I wonder if there is a difference in doppelgangers, if it's a living being or a spirit. I'm curious about the significance. If you see your spirit's doppelganger, there was a paranormal episode regarding it and it turned out to be a warning of death. That's one of the common thoughts behind a doppelganger is that you are close to death or possibly a sickness if you see your doppelganger. Like you personally see your own doppelganger. I don't think it counts if someone says, oh, I saw someone that looked exactly like you.
Right.
The legend is that you are close to death or serious illness or injury if you yourself see your doppelganger. Now, do I know if that's true or not? No, I don't know that. That's supposed to be one of the legends. And I actually looked up a bunch of kind of lore around doppelgangers that we can get to here in a minute. But Stephanie, you were able to post your photo.
So everybody click on that photo.
Okay, I can't see anything. I'm going to have to look at it on my because I like putting things on filters and then you can see more. Because
it looks so much like Jerry. It's just unbelievable. It's like somebody in a dark suit or a dark outfit. And then I think it's a white beard. Karen is saying she doesn't see a beard, but I think that's like a white beard that I see. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to have to look it up. Or yeah. Text it to me. Text it to me. Because then I'll see if I can make a filter it and see if I can get something better and I'll put it up there. See okay. if we can get something else.
I will do that. Yeah. And I'll put it on our Facebook page too.
Maybe. All I see is the whole thing is pretty black. But it's on my computer. So that's why maybe on my phone.
Yeah. Let me find it. Because I don't have it on my phone. But I know where I can find it. So I'll find it and I'll text it to you.
And then Kat's saying it could be some kind of matrix thing. But which mm-mm. Anything's possible. I want to take a look at this.
It's true. It's true. But no, it's definitely, you can see it's definitely a figure. It's yeah. actually kind of spooky. I remember when I saw it, I just kind of went, ah! You know, it was one of those moments where it's like, oh my God, what have I caught? You know?
Yeah. Which is.
It's just awesome. Yeah. And it was
something like that. It strikes you right away, even if the figure doesn't really look like it, but you feel the energy of Jerry in it. That itself, I think, is something, you know, because why would all of a sudden you think of him, you know, with the energy of it? The energy of it might have something to do with him, even if that doesn't fully look like him. Yeah. Or it could look like an elderly version of him, like, you know, a futuristic, yeah. you know. He's 95.
That's originally what I thought. It looked like an old Jerry. That's what I thought. You know, and I didn't think about it at first, actually, you know, but then as we were looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, Jerry, this looks like you, you know? Was it a doppelganger or was it just a spirit? I don't.
Well, another comment was, what about being a Pooka, which is a version of a shapeshifter?
Yeah. You know?
And that's, I kind of wonder about that too when you talk about shapeshifters, is. You know, doppelgangers, could it be a shapeshifter that's, you know, trying to freak you out or trying, you yeah. know, some kind of bad omen,
yeah.
you know, or trying to scare you away from something, you know, because, I mean, seriously, if someone sees a version of themselves, they're probably not going to go towards it, you know, because
right.
that
right.
would be, that would probably freak most people out. So if a spirit's trying to freak someone out or keep them away from something or get them out of somewhere, mirroring them, showing them a version of themselves, whether it's an old version, a young version, a current version, a dead version, like any of that, that mm-hmm. might be kind of freaky and that might get someone to skedaddle out of there.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to say, but yeah, it was kind of, and it was up on that fifth floor. You know, there's kind of a lot of weird things up there on the fifth floor. Right by that room where the nurse hung herself, you know, and I can't remember what room that was now, but it was like right there was like a nurse's station there or something. And that's yeah. exactly where this was taken. And I'm having a hard time finding it. But so we'll just have to move on. And when I find it, I will text it to you.
Cool. Yeah, I want to see if I can run it through some filters and see if we can get something else out of it. Because yeah. that'd be cool. I'm fascinated with that kind of stuff. Because
yeah, I mean,
why
it's the coolest
would
thing.
A spirit, because obviously it wasn't Jerry. So why no. would some spirit or entity even do anything like that in the first place? Like, what's the point? You know,
right.
again, if we go back to the theory of, you know, someone that is ill, going to be ill, you know, some kind of impending illness or obviously not death because he's alive and well with us, thankfully. So, you know, but could there be something to that? So anyway.
Well, you know, the thing he just wrote on here that he had just contracted histoplasmosis from his time at when he was, you know, kind of beat up by those bad things down at Walcott, you know. So, I mean, yeah, maybe it was, you know, like you said, mm-hmm. indicating the sickness, you know. I just yep. can't find it here. You know what? I'll send it to myself. But, yeah, interesting, right? It's
yeah.
so cool. It's just far out.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, it's an interesting topic because it can go a bunch of different directions like some of the other topics we've talked about in the past. When you start talking about it, you start to go in these offshoots that can be really interesting. And anyway, oh, Karin's asking, the soul can manifest in more than one human form, right? Well, yeah, but usually that doesn't happen while you're here. You can have a soul fracture happen while you're here, but it doesn't usually manifest itself. Well, it would manifest itself that way, yeah, in a spirit form. But usually that would happen wherever there's the trauma. And if there was a big trauma there, I guess that could be a soul fracture that happened while you're at Waverly, but it would be highly unusual to have a soul fracture follow you around. Usually mm-hmm. if there's a soul fracture, it's because of a trauma, like an illness or an accident or some kind of, you know, mental break or, you know, shattering news or something like that. And then the soul would, from all the ones that I've done where I've gone to do soul reconnections, they're still in the place that the soul was fractured. So anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But I've done tons of soul recoveries where there's been a soul fracture, and people can move through this life whole, you know, full life and have soul fractures. You know, it's like I compare it to dropping a glass on the floor and only a little piece of it breaks off. Like it maybe cracks, but a piece breaks off and goes under the fridge, but the rest of the glass is still whole. You know, it drops at just the right angle that a piece fractures off. You can use the glass again. Do you want to? I don't know. That's fine. But we're talking about humans here. So, of course,
right.
You have this fully functioning glass. It's just this piece is under the fridge, and you may never find it unless you really look for it. So it's kind of like that with our souls, because as strong and resilient as we are, we're also incredibly fragile depending on what the situation is. So soul fractures are common, but we can go lifetimes without those pieces, you know, because, again, we're very resilient. It's just, it wouldn't go into another human form, but it can cause all sorts of problems with the living, because I've done, I don't know how many home clearings and had, it's not a spirit entity of someone that is gone or something like that, a human soul. It's a fracture of a soul of someone who's still living. So that's always a trick to try and get, because you need the human to help reconnect the soul fracture. So if you're doing a home clearing or something, an investigation or anything, and you're working with a soul fracture, first of all, you have to have someone that's educated enough to know that it's a soul fracture and then what to do with it. And then you have to know how to move it without having the human present, because you also have free will in the mix too. That has to be a part of this. And so if you don't have the human that fractured, then you might have some problems getting the soul back there. So all sorts of crazy stuff with that. Yeah. And we kind of went down a tangent, and now we're past the half hour.
And now we are. So you know what, everyone? Stay with us. We will be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. Vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
For the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
I am horror author James Hershey Jr. from the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Check out the book that started it all. What critics called the scariest book of the year. I am Legion. And if you're still breathing, check out the other two books in the series. The Surrogate of Souls and The Rise of the Revenant. These books will scare the hell out of you. That, I promise.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para-X Radio Network. We are talking about doppelgangers today, and Stephanie and I have been sharing this picture back and forth on the break to try and lighten up this doppelganger picture that she found at Waverly Hills, and I think it's pretty interesting. So hopefully we can post those back in the chat room, our updated versions that we've done here with our little filters on her phone, which are super magical. I love it. So, yeah, I'm curious if anybody else has a soul, not soul fracture. That's what we were talking about as we went to the break because we went off on a tangent.
Yeah.
but any, yeah, Sherry's saying shamanic soul retrieval. Yes, I do tons of those. They're so common, so common. But you need free will, right, to be able to make all that happen. So anyway, we're talking about doppelgangers, and I would love to see in the chat room if anybody else has some whatever. My tongue isn't working anymore. doppelganger stories of your own. So I have a website here, though, that talks about just some of the lore around doppelgangers and superstitions around, you know, what happens if you meet one. So again, first thing, we talked about this earlier, seeing your doppelganger is an omen of death. Again, that's not proven, but that's one of the theories. Or the second thing is that it means you might get very sick. Now, in Jerry's case, if that was a doppelganger of Jerry or an older version of Jerry or something, maybe it is because he had just recently been diagnosed with a sickness. So
yeah,
there might be something to that. I don't think the death thing is accurate, but hey, maybe the illness thing.
Yeah.
Doppelgangers give malicious advice. Well, I can't imagine that your twin that looks like you is going to come around and say cool stuff to you, because obviously it's going to freak you out.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to tell you nice things, they wouldn't make it look like you, right? So obviously there's some intent to scare there. Let's see here. Doppelgangers could be your spiritual double, but that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Because
how would you have your spiritual double? And that just seems like it would mess up sorts of things. Although if you're looking into, here, I'll tell a story. I'm going to stop my little article here, because I had an experience that was, I don't know, like 7 years ago now. And it was incredibly, incredibly traumatic. And what happened after that this happened for about a year, maybe longer. It was a year or longer. And it would just be certain times in my day-to-day life. I don't know why the energy lined up, but it would be like, because I could see myself. Have you ever seen, have you ever seen the movie, and now I can't remember the name of the movie, where, you know, you hear about where you have a traumatic event and then it shifts your lifeline, right? Now you're on a spiritual, different lifeline. So if the event happened, you're on this lifeline, but for some reason, if it doesn't happen, you're on a different lifeline, or now you're on your lifeline and you didn't switch lifelines, right? And so just in my day-to-day life, I would see a parallel me doing the same kind of thing, but I looked totally different. Like I looked like someone that had been wrecked by something that was really awful.
Oh.
And so like this traumatic thing didn't actually happen, but everything around it said that it should have, right? But something lined up that kept me out of this thing from happening. But I could see myself for it must have been over a year. I'd see myself almost like I was looking at a reflection of myself in the version of the person that had been traumatized. And so it was kind of like a doppelganger, but what it actually was, I think, was catching a glimpse into this alternate track of my life that didn't happen.
Wow.
So
that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It was super scary. It totally freaked me out. So it wasn't necessarily a doppelganger. It was me, but it was me in like a different plane, you know, like a different dimension maybe. Right.
A lot of weird things out there, isn't there? You know?
And that's, so now I'm looking through the chat room, and Kat's saying, supposing there are or is a multiverse, which there is, and then doppelgangers are us from another plane of existence. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm kind of seeing, and Swamp is saying, seeing an alt timeline. Like, yeah, I'm seeing things from a different version of me in this lifetime, but it might have actually happened in a different plane of existence. Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Right?
Still thinking about this. Yeah, because I know you've talked about this and we had a show with Sherry, actually, about the multiverse theory, and yeah, that's still crazy stuff to me, though, you know? Everybody's just kind of... You know, my chat room isn't refreshing. I don't know why, but okay. So I'm looking here and seeing with everything else. Did we lose sound? Can you guys hear us? Oh,
no, that was a while back. They're
can hear us, yeah. Oh, see? Look at that. I'm missing stuff here. Okay. Double vicious now in my head. Yeah, okay. Here, we're all going to sing. No.
No. We're going to sing for now. So, okay, let me go back to my article here of other... So another idea is that your doppelganger is your evil double from the underworld.
Ooh.
They're saying a Native American myth that your doppelganger is basically your evil double from the underworld, and that because there is an upper world and an underworld, the good people live in the upper world and the evil people live in the underworld. And the Hopi legend refers to twins called the child of the sun and the child of the water. They believe that whatever is happening in the upper world, the opposite is happening in the underworld.
Oh, well, that could be. Yeah, I mean,
I guess. I don't know. And then here's another thing. They're saying a doppelganger in a portrait can be a bad omen even. So I guess it doesn't have to be if you actually see one in person. It could be a portrait. Now, that's one of the things that I used for our ad for today's show. There was an article that I think on Facebook, and I just remembered it, so I looked it up online, where they showed current people in a museum standing next to a piece of art that's hundreds of years old that looks identical. They look identical, like they painted the portrait of that person, except the portrait's from hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's so cool because you look at these, and then some of these people dressed up like it and went back to the museum and got their picture taken next to it, kind of doing the pose. And it's like, are you kidding me? That's nuts.
Wow. Yeah.
So how would you like, you know, you find this portrait and it looks like you. Like, what would you do if you were just walking around a museum and you saw a portrait and you, like, everybody around you looked at that and went, that's you. Like, it's not even, it kind of looks like you. Oh, that looks like you'd be your sister. They're looking at it going, it's you. Like, what would you do?
That is weird.
I would, I'd freak.
I would too.
I'd take a picture too. Though, too, because they'd have to.
Well, yeah. But,
I mean, if I'm going to kick the bucket, at least I want a proof of, like, why that might have happened. But
exactly.
I can help prove the doppelganger theory of an omen of death. So I better take a picture of it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Karen's saying she'd throw up. Kat's saying there could be an evil me who has very little patience. Poor underworld folks. Yeah, you know, there's just so much unknown, right? This is why it's called the supernatural world, because we just don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, doppelgangers, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've got a couple other, let's see here, I found some articles about people finding duplicates, not necessarily their own, but someone else. So listen to this one. This is creepy. So this happened, and I don't know when this happened. This is an article. How old is this? I don't even see an article. 2019, August of last year. So this gal, she is pregnant, and she would get up to go to the bathroom multiple times, of course, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But every time she goes to leave the room, to leave the bathroom, she sees herself still standing in the mirror from the corner of her eye. She said it's like watching herself. The other version of her is watching her leave the bathroom. And she goes, it terrified her to the point where she would run out without looking directly at the mirror. And she didn't tell her husband about it because she didn't want to give like energy to it, first of all, and didn't want him to think she was losing it. And then she was laying in bed. This was a few days later, taking a nap. And he was sitting in a chair in the room watching TV. And when she woke up, he told her that he had seen her sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed, standing up in front of the bedroom door. This is out of the corner of his eye. He could see her doing this. He thought it was weird that she got up like that because she's 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So she can't move that well anyway. So he said something to her. She didn't answer. He looked at her directly, and there was nobody there. He looks again. She's still sleeping in the bed. She hasn't moved. And he got super creeped out and told her about it. So then she told him about the stuff that was happening when she'd go to the bathroom. And then basically they both stopped talking about it because they were too freaked out and they didn't do anything about it. And that's all that the article says. But holy cow, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And this other one, there was a gal it was Sunday morning. Her and her brother were watching TV and someone was knocking on the door. And it sounds like they lived in some kind of duplex or something. and there was nobody living upstairs from them. So nobody was upstairs and nobody else would come to the door except for their apartment. So they had a big window that faced the door. So they heard someone knocked and she looked out the window and saw her dad standing out there. And so she went to open the door and she went, you know, to unlock it. And her mom comes running out of the back of the apartment, screaming not to open the door. And she said, "Oh, it's dad. You know, I'm going to open the door." And the mom was freaking out. She went to the window, then checked through the peephole. She's running around. And then she said, "We have to go run to the farthest room in the back and do not come out." And then she went in. The mom went in and woke up the dad. He was in bed, sleeping. The dad got up and the man was still knocking at the door, like pounding on the door. And so then he went to threaten to call the cops. The pounding was still happening. He grabbed a metal baseball bat, went to the door, opened it, and nobody was there.
Oh, disappeared.
Yep, gone. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there's a lot of
People saw this person out there that looked exactly like their dad, except he was laying in bed.
And he was sleeping in bed. But there's something knocking at the door, though. That's what's interesting, too. You know, there's a physical action going on, you know? Right.
But interesting also, now this doesn't go with the case of the gal in the bathroom, but two people, you know, in these two examples, two people were sleeping when their alternate person was moving around. So I wonder if this could be a version of like astral travel. Because when we were astral travel, we don't necessarily see ourselves traveling because we are traveling. We are the one traveling. But if someone else is watching you astral travel and they might be sensitive or whatever, could they see you astral travel?
They could, right? Because
I don't know.
Before.
I would assume so. So maybe but then that doesn't.
Because you've heard of people who are astro traveling and they're in some place and then somebody looks right at them and says, "Who are you?" And then they hurry up and go back into their body, you know, leave. Wow.
So I wonder if some of this is astral travel because two of those stories had someone sleeping.
Yes. That does make sense, doesn't it? Around. But now the guy, the dad with the front door, he was sleeping in the bedroom too, right? But he would have known if he was astro traveling and knocking on the front door.
I don't know. Not everybody remembers when they dream.
Well, yeah, it's true.
So maybe he wouldn't remember if he astro traveled.
Yeah.
Or he thought he was dreaming and not astro traveling. But you'd think that he would maybe remember a dream if he was banging on the door and then he woke up and someone was banging on the door.
Yeah.
But it was still banging when he was getting up too, so that's kind of confusing. I don't know. It's just interesting as heck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, weird. Craziness. It's kind of too much.
Kat saying, if time is more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff, maybe it gets tangled sometimes.
Maybe.
I would totally agree with you, Kat, and I think that's the perfect description.
Yeah.
Wibbly-wobbly is good. Because timely, we create a linear path here because it helps keep things from being complete chaos, but it is wibbly wobbly. So what if there's, and I do agree with the alternate universe thing because there's so much, you know, there's so many layers that what if things are getting
messed up? And
what
about
if he was the one that found the apartment and this time warp thing is happening from an alternate dimension and he's knocking on the door to see the apartment for the first time. And for whatever reason, that's happening in the other dimension.
And you know, what about, you know, some people say, totally different subject, but I got to get it out there. You know that when the northern lights are really crazy, that sometimes the past and the current intermix, you know, like I'm thinking of that movie Frequency. I mean, I have heard that other than just that movie, that was a phenomenal movie. But let's think about this. Wouldn't that be wild? I mean, wow.
Well, I would imagine, too, with like full moons or eclipses or whatever, you're going to have maybe some of like cats with the wibbly wobbly, you know,
right?
With the northern lights or planet alignments or whatever.
Yeah. All that electromagnetic energy kind of hanging around and messing up with that timeline. I know it's all craziness, isn't it? We should. Yeah. That's a whole nother show we could talk about, actually. That's really a good idea. But yeah. So doppelgangers. So I don't know. So Kat's also saying something about the seeing something in the mirror would freak her out. All mirrors would go.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be for anybody. I mean, because technically.
The bathroom mirror.
Mirrors are can be doorways easily.
I know.
Doorways. So if you started seeing someone else creeping around in your mirror, I'd probably get rid of every one of them too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't have a ton of them in my house anyway, because I'm not a huge, I don't need to deal with them if they turn into doorways, right?
Yeah, no.
So if you start seeing someone lurking around and they're doing something different than you are, or if it's someone entirely different than you in the mirror,
Literally, I have my bathroom mirror and that's it. You know, and of course I have my little mirror to put on makeup with. But other than those two, nope, I don't have any other mirrors. Because as paranormal investigators, you know, we love to take pictures of mirrors. And I have gotten some really good pictures of, like, if I take a picture of me in the mirror and you get other things going on. Because that's exactly right. It's a doorway.
I wonder if identical twins could be considered doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Well, technically, I guess they are.
Yes.
If you look at the definition, you're a doppelganger if it's an identical twin. I don't know. That's an interesting thought. And I would guess, considering the definition of one, that yes, they are a doppelganger. Right?
For sure. I would think so.
Although then all the omens go out the window, I would imagine.
Right.
And then identical twins, lots of them live a long time.
Well, they
do. Some of these are talking about being sick or dying. So.
Yep. And then sometimes when they get older, they don't look so identical anymore. But yeah, we've had some identical twins in my family too, and it's amazing, really. Kat is saying, would be wild to find out that the same man later or earlier had locked himself out and pounded on the door for ages, saw his family inside, and even saw himself inside.
Oh,
okay, that's kind of a...
Yeah, because what if that happened and that loop was still there?
Yes, exactly.
Especially if he had panicked that he locked himself out, or he knew that his family was in and he was mad as hell. You know, so then he was putting all that energy out there. And that could be stuck in a even almost residual energy. Or it just could be an old loop.
Yeah.
That might happen before.
Yeah. Exactly. And then Sherry's saying, what if the hospital, I'm guessing she says, hid the fact that the twin existed, or bad in vitro clinics? Yes.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, because, you know, there's been a lot of doctors and a lot of bad medical places, right, that women have had babies, and some doctors have even said, oh, the baby died, only that they sell the babies on the black market, right? So who's to say there's not a lot of identical twins out there that were separated and the doctors, you know, sold them up for adoption and the mom had no idea. That's really a good, interesting thought.
Yeah. You know, I've done a lot of, I've done some paranormal investigations and home clearings where I've had the clients talk about, you know, people in the house that they see them doing. There was actually one that happened quite a bit. They would see their son. He was in his early 20s, maybe late teens, early 20s. And they would see him going to different areas of the house or coming out of areas that, like, their bedroom that he shouldn't be in. And, or not just shouldn't, but he usually wouldn't go in there. And they see him coming out and they're like, what the heck is he doing in there? So they go and find him and he's somewhere totally different, or he's not even in the house. Or the husband or wife would see each other and they would go, like, you know, hey, I just said something to you. Why don't you answer? And they keep moving and they go after him. And then the person isn't where they went and they find him somewhere totally else. And then, well, I was trying to talk to you. You walked right through the room. And they're like, no, I've been here the whole time. And so I also know that some of these homes had a lot of bad stuff going on in them.
Yeah.
Like vibrational stuff. You know, there was, you know, all sorts of just not good stuff. It was just a rough time for the family, which happens. But I wonder if that contributes to some of this possible, maybe like splitting energies or something, or even, I don't know. Like, I don't know that. Yeah. They ended up not having us come over because they had all sorts of stuff going on that they just, I don't think they wanted to, you know, have outsiders know everything that was going on, except we already knew because we're intuitive, right? So, but
yeah, craziness. So, I don't know. Jerry posted something from the Sim Facebook page.
Oh, it's one
Took
of your
a bit
photos.
To find stuff. Oh, well, there was a lot of kind of spirits hanging around in that one too, which is why I always take pictures of mirrors. That was up at Nopeming, I believe.
Oh, it looks like it. It looks disgusting. Yeah, so that'd be about
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like to take go pictures back there in mirrors.
I know. Yeah. But yeah. Crazy, craziness. Oh my gosh. Yeah. This was a really good subject, Cindy. Thanks for that. Thanks for the plug for that one, because that was good. Or not the plug, but the idea. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking about all this other stuff.
Well, I know, because we've gone down like how many tangents.
Right? Down the rabbit hole.
It is a good topic because there's so many what ifs and so many possibilities.
Yes.
So,
yes, absolutely. Yeah,
there's a ton of places you could go with this, and there's no real answer. Like, there's everybody can have their theories or ideas or, you know, based on their experiences, but nobody has the absolute, like, this is what it is, you know?
Exactly. Karen saying someone she knows was trespassing at Nopeming. Well, you know, they closed the place down for obvious reasons. You know, the fire marshals came in and said, nobody can come back in here. You know, it's too bad that those people that own it just didn't get together with the people who own Waverly Hills to figure out how to run it. You know, wouldn't that have been nice?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a big place. I mean, it's a good location, but
yeah,
until it gets cleaned up. But I don't think they have the resources right now to clean it up.
I don't think
just
they
too
do
bad.
So the picture on that Sim Facebook page, some people see a girl over my shoulder. You know, some people have also told me that they saw like a man over one of my shoulders too. So there were things there for sure. And I know when I posted to my Facebook page on the way home that night, I had a lot of different comments from different people who are sensitives and saw stuff. And yeah, it was crazy. But at any rate, we always catch stuff. The mold was hideous. The mold was hideous, and we didn't notice anything about the, I know, asbestos, but we were there in the wintertime, so it wasn't flying around. It was frozen, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's better, because otherwise,
Yeah.
Be careful when you're investigating.
Yep, absolutely. Well, my goodness, here we are at the end of the hour almost again. Next week is our paranormal
smorgasbord.
Yeah. So everyone, think about different things you want to talk about, because it's the smorgasbord of the paranormal again, which is always a fun one for us. We always have a really good time.
Yep. Chatty chat room.
That's right. Chatty. Everybody's chatty because we all have things we want. Everybody was chatty tonight too, which was awesome because
was
like you said, we started talking about doppelgangers.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. And it went down, you know, so many different paths, but that's how these, I mean, it's the paranormal, right? It could, nobody knows really
that's
what it all is.
That's the cool part about it. All the what ifs.
What it's all about. Yeah. So anyhow, Jerry's still talking about that up there, but yeah. So Heidi, I hope you heal fast. I hope your mouth gets much better and you're fabulously well a week from today.
I will be rocking and rolling next week. It's all good.
And everybody, I guess we still have a couple minutes. I guess we're kind of fascinating subject.
Oh, I just want to, again, point out the fact that this was a topic from a listener. And if anybody has topics that they want us to talk about, whether we know a lot about them or not, we'll do some research ahead of time. But send us ideas for show topics, because usually the topics that you guys send us end up being really fascinating and they go all over the place. So if there's any kind of subject, Kat saying fascinating subject, it was a listener idea. So please send us your ideas if you have anything that you want us to talk about, and we can put those into future shows. Or if it's someone that you want us to, you know, try and get on the show too, if you have those connections, let us know. And we can definitely start working on that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So don't forget to join the calling tomorrow night. I'm not sure who they're having on. Sorry, Jerry. I know you're always so good about advertising the gathering, and I'm always just like, oh, God, listen to the calling. But anyway, that's on tomorrow night, and we will be back next week with the paranormal smorgasbord.
Exactly. Paranormal babble.
Paranormal babble. Thanks. Thanks troops, if you're listening, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for listening and all of that.
All of our chat room folks tonight, thanks for being in the chat room with us, and everybody listening, we appreciate you tuning in. ParaX Network, thank you so much for hosting us. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, thank you as well. And we hope everybody has a safe, healthy, and amazing week.
Yeah. Night, everyone.
Good night.